नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय From the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, chapter 24. The title of the chapter is Worshipping Govardhan Hill. And we're reading two verses, text 34 and text 35. So text 34 doesn't have a purport. Text 35 does. So I'll just read 34, if you want to read it with me, great. And then we'll go on to text 35 and we'll do that responsively. Anangshi anadudyuktani anadudyuktani te charuya svaankrita gopyascha krishna viryani gayantya sadvija shisha. As the beautifully ornamented cowherd ladies followed along, riding on wagons drawn by oxen, they sang the glories of the Lord Krishna, and their songs mingled with the Brahmana's chanting of benedictions. Text 35. Krishna's tvanyataman rupam, Krishna's tvanyataman rupam, Gopa Vishrambanam Gata Shailos Miti Bhruvan Bhuri Balim Adad Brihadvapu Krishnas Tvanyatamam Rupam Gopa Vishrambanam Gata Shailos Miti Bhruvan Bhuri Balim Adad Brihadvapu Krishnas Tvanyatamang Rupang Gopa Vishrambanam Gata Shailos Miti Bhruvan Bhuri Balim Adad Brihadvapu Vaishnavas Krishna's Tvanyataman Rupam Gopa Vishrambanam Rupa Krishna's Tvanyataman Rupam Gopa Vishrambanam Gata Shailos Miti Bhruvan Bhuri Balim Adad Brihadvapu Vaishnavis Krishna Svanyatamam Rupam Upa Vishrambanam Gata Shailos Miti Bhuvan Bhuri Balim Adad Brihadvapu Anybody else? Older girl, older students, please. Gopa Vishrambanam Gutta. Shaila Smiti Bhuvan Bhuri. Balin Adad Brihad Vapu. Thank you. Gopa Vishvandanam Gata Shaila Smiti Bhavan Bhuri Balin Adad Brihad Vapu. Krishna, Lord Krishna, to, and then, Ayatamam, another. Rupam, transcendental form. Gopa Vishrambanam, for generating faith of the cowherd. Gata, assumed. Shaila, the mountain. Asmi, I am. Iti, these words. Bhruvan, saying. Bhuri, abundant. Balim, the offerings. Adat, he devoured. Brihadvabhu, in his huge form. Translation: Krishna then assumed an unprecedented, huge form to instill faith in the cowherd men, declaring, I am Govardhan Mountain. He ate the abundant offerings. Purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. In chapter 24 of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada writes, when everything was complete, Krishna assumed a great transcendental form and declared to the inhabitants of Vrindavan that he was himself Govardhan Hill, in order to convince the devotees that Govardhan Hill and Krishna are identical. Then Krishna began to eat all the food offered there. The identity of Krishna and Govardhan Hill is still honored, and great devotees take rocks from Govardhan Hill and worship them, exactly as they worship the deity of Krishna in the temples. Devotees therefore collect small rocks or pebbles from Govardhan Hill and worship them at home, because this worship is as good as deity worship. Lord Krishna had induced the residents of Vrindavan to assume a significant risk on his behalf. He convinced them to neglect a sacrifice to what is, after all, the powerful government of the universe, and to worship a hill called Govardhan instead. The cowherd community did all this simply out of love for Krishna. And now, to convince them that their decision was correct, Lord Krishna appeared in an unprecedented, huge, transcendental form and demonstrated that he himself was Govardhan Hill. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Savaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nivrshesha Srinivadi Prastracha Vyasatarane Om Aginati Mirandasya Ganan Ganashadakaya Chakshuran Nilatam Jena Tadmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Kuruti Vachalam Bhangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tvam Aham Bande Shri Guru Dinatarnam Paramananda Vardhanam Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, continuing this Govardhan Leela, and it's interesting, but just before I came here, I was having a conversation about one of the two very important topics of this purport. And although I have all these plans here and papers, my consciousness is drawn to that subject matter. So anyway, I'm going to start by telling a joke, because we have all these devotees here who like hearing jokes. There's a story about one devotee. He was a sage, a devotee of Krishna, and he went to visit another holy place and see another holy man who was living in a country and worshiping God in a different way. And so he went to them, amen, and then when he walked in, that holy man was on the telephone. So he sat patiently listening to him talking. And in the course of the conversation, he became very curious who he was speaking to because of the nature of what was being said. And when he got off, he said, "Well, who are you talking to?" He said, "Oh, I was talking to God." And he said, "Wow, you have a direct line to God?" He said, "Yes, I have a direct line to God." So the devotee said, "Well, can I use the phone and call?" And he said, "Yeah, sure you can." So he called and he spoke to God for a few minutes. And then he said he got the bill. The bill was very high. He said, "My goodness, it's really expensive." He said, "Well, you know, it's far away. God is all the way in heaven, very far away." So he paid the bill and he left. So many years later, the sadhu was in Vrindavan. And this very same religious person came to visit Vrindavan and he went to see his friend. So when he went to his friend was on the sadhu, he was on the phone and he was talking to God. So the visiting holy man said, "Can I speak to God? Can I use your phone to talk to God?" He said, "Sure." So he called and he spoke for a few minutes and then he got off the phone. And when he got off the phone, he said, how much is it?" And he gave him the bill and it was a very small amount. He said, "Wow, it's so cheap here." He said, "Yeah, it's a local call." So in Vrindavan, talking to God, it's a local call, right? The residents of Vrindavan, they have God with them all the time. Krishna's with them all the time. So it's a local call. When they call out, "Krishna, save us, we're being consumed by a forest fire," Krishna immediately swallows a forest fire. And when you'll see in a little bit that the Indra gets a little annoyed that this sacrifice was redirected, and the rain comes and the thunder and the lightning, and they call out to Krishna. But because it's a local call, Krishna says, "Don't worry about it, I got it covered." And he lifts the hill like an umbrella. So we have a direct line to the Supreme Personality of God. And Srila Prabhupada says we know his name, we know his phone number, we know where he lives. He lives right here. And we have access to Krishna. But sometimes we don't believe that. We don't have faith in that. And so we have to cultivate that faith because the cost of not having faith is very, very high. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "For the doubting soul, there's happiness neither in this life nor the next." So we need to cultivate that realization that Krishna is walking with us, that he's with us, that it's a local call, that if I just call out to Krishna, sometimes we don't even need a phone. Even if we have bad reception, Krishna can still hear anyway because he's right with us. He's in our heart and he's around us everywhere. He's right on the altar. So in the last couple of days, we've had some really probably very exciting experiences of taking darshan of Krishna and realizing how close we are to him. Some people were even on the altar and they're dressing him and painting designs on his face and making flower decorations for days, just meditating on how I can offer this to Krishna, how Krishna will look in this outfit and how to worship his pure devotee so that Krishna will be pleased. You can see Prabhupada is there and he's smiling and Krishna is there and he's smiling and there. It's a local call. They're communicating with each other. But sometimes our faith may become a little bit compromised. Things happen to us in life or our experience in spiritual life, we become a little disconnected. We have a little static on the line. And our sense of faith becomes shaken. It becomes a little weak. And it becomes difficult for us to go on with our spiritual life. But if we understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that he's with us all the time, if we call out to him, he will make arrangements for us. And those arrangements may not necessarily be completely obvious to us. They may not be completely what we had in mind. It may be something else that we thought. If we had drawn a picture or conjured up some idea of what it would look like to have the perfect arrangement, it may not be that. But if we have faith in Krishna, that Krishna is there for us, that he'll help us, then we'll see that no matter what happens, we'll see Krishna's hand. He'll strengthen our faith. So here in this Leela, it's said here in this last paragraph of the purport that the devotees of Vrindavan had made a leap of faith based on this impetuous little six-year-old, five-year-old boy speaking to his father and all the cowherd men. And they were men. They were grown-ups. They were going through quite an elaborate worship of Indra. And Krishna, by his rather crooked philosophical arguments, convinced them, and as we've heard already that from Mother Akuti, that they weren't really convinced by his arguments, because actually his arguments were all wrong. But they were convinced by his loving relationship and the fact that they loved him so much and he loved them so much. And they were so convinced that nothing could happen wrong when Krishna was around, because they had had experiences. They had had experiences in the past where demons came and unfortunate things happened. Carts fell apart and whirlwind demons came and big ducks and horses and jackasses. They had all kinds of experiences but all of them all worked out in the end okay, because Krishna did a save. They called out to Krishna, "Help, we don't know what to do." And Krishna immediately responded and took care of everything. So here, the response is going to be a little bit delayed. They haven't seen the response yet. But Krishna is thinking, maybe they're a little nervous that I've reorganized their plan. They were planning on worshiping Indra. And they're taking a big leap of faith, because Indra is an administrative demigod. He has a big responsibility. And it appears that these inhabitants of Vrindavan are dependent on him for their welfare. They're dependent on him for rain, and rain they need for their crops they need for their cows. Their livelihood is intertwined deeply with Indra, and now they're ignoring him, they're neglecting him, and they may be a little worried. So in order to build their faith, in order to support their faith, Krishna appeared in this big, huge form, and he said, "You were worshiping this hill on my order, but actually I'm showing you now that this hill is myself, that this hill is me, and that actually you're not worshiping some hill. You're worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this form of Giriraj." Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai. So that's a faith-building experience. And by building the faith, of course, the devotees in Vrindavan, they had so much faith in Krishna from the very beginning of his birth. But in our own life, we have to see Krishna's hand everywhere so that we can build our faith. Because without faith, everything becomes very scary. Everything becomes very scary. Walking at night becomes scary, and walking in the day can become scary. When it's raining and there's lightning, it can be scary. When we see a living entity in the form of a snake or a big bug or something, it could be scary. We've had experience of devotees screaming out loud because they saw one of those big cucarachas in the closet. Screaming, "Ah!" So what happened? Oh, there's one of those big cucarachas in the corner. So we get scared. But if we understand that Krishna is in the heart of every living entity, he's directing, I mean, not that we should be foolish and take unnecessary risks, but sometimes we have to take risks. I was thinking, Srila Prabhupada, he took a tremendous risk, right? It's such an old age, he came to America, And he didn't know anything. He didn't know what he had to get around, but he didn't have any money. We didn't have any money. And he came all the way across the ocean. And there's other stories of devotees taking risks. You know the story of Sakshi Gopal? Anybody here know the story of Sakshi Gopal? Yeah, can you tell me a little bit of it just so we know what story it is? I thought I called on somebody else. I called on you? I did, huh? I called on her, I think. You can tell part. I'll have her tell part and you tell part. Just tell me, who was Sakshi Gopal? One of Krishna's forms. What unique thing did Sakshi Gopal do? He walked. And not only did he walk, but he did something else. What else did he do? You shush. What else did he do? You don't want to say. Okay, he talked. Sakshi Gopal talked. And why did he talk? He talked because his devotee had taken a risk. His devotee had taken a risk. There was a promise made in front of the deity that I'm going to give my daughter in marriage to this young Brahmin. And the young Brahmin was very skeptical from the very beginning. You're a very wealthy family and very knowledgeable, and I'm just a poor Brahmin. I don't know. I don't have any money. Your family is going to not like it that you've given your daughter to me, and they're going to object. You know, I take a vow in front of the deity. I take a vow in front of the deity. I promise you that I'll give you my daughter as a bride. And they go back, and then as predicted, the family freaks out, to use the colloquial expression. And the Brahmin takes a risk. He says, okay, I'm going to bring Sakshi Gopal as a witness. Sakshi Gopal, he heard our agreement. He watched it. He was the witness for our contract. And I'm going to bring him here. If I bring him here, well, then will you believe us? And so the son, he had no faith. He said, yeah, you can bring him. I'm sure you'll bring him, right? Ha ha, funny, funny. But the Brahmin, he had full faith. He said, yes, I will bring him. And he will bear witness to our contract. And so sure enough, he went and walked a great distance. And then he talked to Sakshi Gopal. And Sakshi Gopal said to him, well, you know, I can't walk. I'm a deity. And he said, well, listen, if you can talk, you can walk. And so then Sakshi Gopal agreed to follow behind him. And he walked all the way to this village with Sakshi Gopal walking. He wasn't allowed to look because Sakshi Gopal said, if you look, then I freeze. So the Brahmin was just hearing his ankle bells. And when they got to the place, he didn't hear the ankle bells anymore. So they were close enough. So he thought, okay, I'm going to check. I don't hear him anymore. And he turned around, and there he was. And he said, I'm not going anywhere. Now you go get the villagers, and you have them come. And because they saw him there, because he wasn't there before, and they saw him there now, their faith in Krishna became so strong, and they accepted, yes, this Brahmin is telling the truth. Because he took a risk. Huh? Prabhupada took a risk. This Brahmin took a risk. And so many other devotees. Prahlad Maharaj took a risk, right? He said, my Krishna is in that pillar. And Hanarani Kashipu said, yeah, right. Where is he? I don't believe it. Looking at the pillar, I don't see. And then he started hearing this noise, this big roar. And all of a sudden, out of the pillar, Nrisingadev came. And then he realized that there was somebody greater than him. He didn't took a while to realize. At first he thought, come on, show me what you've got. But he couldn't defeat Krishna. He couldn't defeat Nrisingadev. And so, and Prahlad Maharaj's faith in Krishna was supported by the appearance of his Lord. Draupadi, when she had faith that Krishna would come, Krishna saved me. They're trying to disrobe me in the assembly. And Krishna came as yardage. So sometimes Krishna comes to us in different ways and he builds our faith. And when our faith is strong, we're willing to make bigger sacrifices, give up things that we were very attached to before. Our bad habits, our source of income, our friends, sometimes even our families. We have to loosen our grip on those things because we develop faith and we're able. Otherwise, it's very hard. They're our crutch. It's funny that the common people who are a bit atheistic, they call religion the opiate of the people. Sometimes they speak how religion or the following of God is actually a crutch. You know what a crutch is? When someone's legs don't work so right, they have to have sticks on either side so they can hold themselves up. Well, some people call religion a crutch like that. But the religionists know, those people who believe in God, who have faith in God, they understand that, no, you're looking at your iPad as a crutch. You're looking at Facebook as a crutch. You're looking at your job as a crutch. You're looking at those fallible soldiers in your life as a crutch. But God is there for everyone, and he's there for you and me. And if I have faith in him, then everything will be perfect. Everything will be wonderful. And by that faith, we can move mountains. And that's what happens in this Leela. Krishna moves a mountain. Because of the faith of his devotees, he lifts a mountain. And I think you have to go now. I see movement that indicates that you have to go. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Hare Krishna. So Krishna is going to move a mountain. And that mountain is a very special mountain. It's called Giriraj, the king of mountains, the king of hills. And Prabhupada mentions here that devotees therefore collect small rocks or pebbles. And you may know there are many devotees who have collected small rocks and pebbles and worship those rocks as Giriraj. I have Krishna and Balaram, Giriraj Shilas, that I worship every day. And those shilas, those rocks, they're not ordinary rocks. They're very special. And they give us a lot of reciprocation, just like the deities give us reciprocation. It's described that the shila, the shalagram shila, has a unique quality as a deity. Because for the deity, when we install the deity, we have what's called pran pratishta, which means, pran means the life air. And pratishta means we do a ceremony, we call the deity to live in that form. It's a very elaborate ceremony. I was there in Vrindavan when Prabhupada did it for Radha Shyam and Krishna Balaram and Gornitai in Vrindavan. And they carried on this whole ceremony. And Prabhupada said that the real installation was really just the chanting of Hare Krishna. These so-called brahmanas, we were just placating them so that in Vrindavan people would accept the deity. And our deity is installed by our devotion, right? Besides the pran pratishta, the deity is worshipped daily with so much devotion, and that devotion pulls Krishna closer to us, pulls Krishna into the deity, keeps Krishna in the deity. And Prabhupada explains that in temples where the deity is not worshipped, the deities look like neglected deities in the house of unqualified Brahmins, because they're not present. They leave. Maybe they go and have some fun in the rasa dance or walk around in Vrindavan. But if they're not worshipped properly, they don't reciprocate. And if we worship them with love and devotion, then they reciprocate. And Krishna gave us this deity worship, such a valuable part of our spiritual life. If anyone is at anything to do. We all have had something to do, right? We're sitting here in front of the deity. Those of us who were there yesterday and the day before, when Janmashtami midnight arti, when the curtains opened, I was off the altar literally 2 seconds before the curtains opened. And there were people oozing out the doors, trying to see, couldn't get in, squish, squish, trying to see the deities, because the deities were just so breathtaking. And they were in their pajamas. Are you breathtaking when you're in your pajamas? But they were breathtaking even in their pajamas. So, and everybody wanted to see them in their pajamas. So we can just see from this experience that Krishna is there, and it builds our faith. And it brings the community together, right? It pulls the community together like a giant magnet, because everybody who has any kind of problem whatsoever, and everyone's got at least two or three problems, but when they come before the deity, and the deities are worshipped beautifully, and they're wearing beautiful clothes, and the devotion of all the devotees, actually, Mother Mukya and Mother Nanda before her, and so many other devotees, they could say thank you 1,000,000 times, and they still wouldn't thank everybody. Because everybody together is what creates this atmosphere, this Vaikuntha atmosphere. Everybody has some small part. You may not notice that part, but if it wasn't done, then you'd notice. Right? Then you'd notice. But everybody does their thing, and all together it comes out, and when the deity is worshipped by the prasadam, the deity is worshipped by the person cleaning the kitchen, the deity is worshipped by the people who greet the guests, who come to see the deities, who worship on the altar and fed in the kitchen and eat the feast, and who cleans up when the guests come the next day and there's garbage all over the place, and so many, it's a united effort, and the deity unites everybody. Just like Krishna in this Leela, he united everybody. And in case you were ever wondering, because it seems like Indra, he did a really bad thing. You know, he tried to kill all the residents of Vrindavan. That's a pretty bad thing. I mean, can you imagine something worse? He tried to kill all the residents in Vrindavan, including Krishna's cows. That's pretty lame. But yet, Krishna saw him afterwards. Krishna gave him darshan. You think, why? You know, the guy should get the death penalty because he tried to kill all the residents of Vrindavan. That's not a very cool thing to do. But he united all the residents of Vrindavan with Krishna underneath the hill for 7 days. And Krishna was very happy that he did that. He was very happy that he got to be with all his friends and all the cows underneath the hill. And it wasn't just an ordinary hill. It's described that underneath that hill was palatial. There were, you know, there were beautiful jewels, and it was gorgeous. For those of you who know the song, they weren't hungry, they weren't thirsty, they didn't even want to sleep. They were just looking at Krishna and wondering, how is he holding up this hill for one whole week? But they were totally fearless. They were totally fearless. They were totally absorbed in that beautiful form of Krishna holding up that huge hill for one whole week. And Indra had arranged that, inadvertently perhaps, but he still arranged it. And Krishna is always grateful he always sees the good in his devotees. So he was grateful to Indra for doing that. You arranged all my devotees, all my cows, everybody under the hill, me looking at them, them looking at me. Such a nice exchange. So also in Janmashtami, Krishna was looking at everybody. Mangalarti, we were thinking, some of the pujaris, they came in the pujari room. We have a prayer on Janmashtami. If we could have a Mangalarti like this every day, just think how awesome it would be. If we had 200-300 devotees chanting and dancing every morning at Mangalarti, like we had on Janmashtami, on Vyasa Puja, on so many different holidays, how powerful it would be, and how close we would become to the deity, and how our faith would blossom and grow to the point where we could move mountains. That's what Prabhupada did. Prabhupada moved mountains. Literally, he moved the mountains of the government, he moved the mountains of the police, he opened up places which were previously, we were getting arrested every 5 minutes for distributing books. There's one drawing that Prabhupada really liked. It was a cartoon in a newspaper in Australia that had all the, you know, the Australian police looked like British police. They have these big hats on, and they kind of look stuffed up. Anyway, the devotee's car, it was a Hare Krishna car, van, and it was all covered with citations for distributing books and going out on Harinam. There were stickers all over it of tickets. They had gotten like millions of tickets. And the police were all standing around putting these tickets on the car. And, you know, meanwhile, the drug addicts are getting away and people are, you know, doing all kinds of horrible things. But these Hare Krishnas are chanting Hare Krishna on the street. How dare they do that? Let's give them citation. Prabhupada really liked that article. and that picture. So Prabhupada moved mountains to distribute Krishna consciousness, and devotees who have faith in Krishna, they also move mountains. They go to places where people never go, and they start Krishna consciousness endeavors in those places. They inspire other people who didn't know anything about Krishna to take up Krishna consciousness in their lives. And those people, they change their lives. They give up meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, and gambling. They take up beads and they start, they change. They become different people, parents and work co-workers say, what happened to you here? You were so nice. You're such a nice person now. You were such a creep before. So it actually changes the living entity when the living entity develops faith in Krishna. Because then you don't have to worry about it anymore. I saw a bumper sticker the other day. It said, what's that? No worries? Yeah? No worries? And then no worry? And then at the bottom it said, God has it all covered. So God has it all covered. And when we don't have to worry, then there's no stress. There's no stress. The stress comes from thinking that we have to do it. We have to take care. Of course, we do have to do what we have to do. But there are times when we understand that we can do what we can do, and it's still not enough. Krishna has to do also. And when we understand and we have faith that Krishna will do his part, then we become very enlivened. So this worshipping of the deity is a very, very important part of our Krishna consciousness movement. And there's a couple of other things, if I have just a few more minutes, that Prabhupada helped us do by giving us deity worship. He helped us also to understand that the standards of cleanliness keep us regulated so that we don't do just anything anytime. I myself have that experience when you get up in the morning, if you have some seva, you have to get up. Even if you went to sleep at midnight, these devotees who decorated the Vyasasan, they were waiting for everyone to leave after the midnight arati so that they could come in here and put this decoration together. Itchashakti came to me and said, what are we going to do? The temple room's packed. How are we going to decorate? I said, oh, don't worry. When they start serving the feast, there won't be one person in here anymore. Everybody will go out there. And sure enough, so everybody left, and then they could do their seva. But their seva started at 12:30 midnight, or 1/2 hour past midnight. Now, that wasn't even the beginning. That was just the beginning of putting this together. They'd been working for hours and hours and days before that. Even when I was giving the disciples course, that was like 3 weeks ago, we were discussing this decoration. What should I do? How should I do it? And what would be a good thing to do? So the process goes on, and the deity brings us there, makes us regulated. It keeps us focused. It keeps our senses engaged in Krishna's service. All the nice flowers, the decorations that we ordinarily put on ourselves, right? You go to the mall, and 90% of the stuff in the mall is stuff for decorating your body, for putting on your fingernails, for putting on your face, for creams and lotions and makeup and false eyelashes and false nails and stickers to go on the false nails and a million different colors that you can make your hair and long skirts and short skirts and all kinds of fancy clothes for the men and all kinds of stuff. All for your body, right? And things to put in your eyes, and you get this gadget, things to put in your ears, things to hear, things to taste, a million restaurants, every single kind of restaurant you can think of. And in all those restaurants, maybe there's one thing that's offerable, some smoothie or something, you know. This is what the material world has to offer, but because we have the deity here, we have nice prasadam to eat. We have beautiful flowers to smell and gorgeous darshan, beautiful clothes and jewelry that we can make and we can buy, we can offer to the deities. And we can feel happy seeing it on Krishna. Seeing it on Krishna. If any of you have ever made anything for Krishna and you see, oh, Krishna's wearing the ankle bell I made, and Krishna's wearing, in Kalachanjiville in Dallas, Kalachanji, I don't know how many of you have ever seen Kalachanji, but he's really big. He's a big deity. He's bigger than here. Especially his head is really big. And every Janmashtami, all the students would make necklaces, mostly out of seed beads. Seed beads are very small. And they would make little necklaces, because they were little children. So they would make little necklaces, and, you know, the biggest necklace was this big. Kalachandri is huge. It wouldn't even go over his head. But in the morning, when the deities would open, the deities would be wearing every single thing that had been offered to them. So they had necklaces hanging from their fingers, and from their flutes, and from their hair, and from their clothes, everywhere. They had these ornaments that the devotees had made, the children had made. They were all offered. And so everyone was pushed up against the altar going, there's mine, there's mine, I offered that, I made that, that's the thing I made. Because you got to offer it to Krishna, and Krishna got to wear it. And it makes you feel that there's that loving exchange, and it builds your faith so that you can take risks and make advancement in spiritual life. So I'll stop there, and if there's any question, try to answer. Hare Krishna. Any questions? No questions.
I was wondering what you had all written.
Huh?
You said you had notes and you didn't even touch.
Well, I had notes because I was going to talk more about the deity worship. And I was going to talk about the philosophy of the deity worship and how we have to meditate on not being a body, so I have different prayers. It's okay.
Very nice class. Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.